this song, Travis, or do you need us in a word prayer? Sweet is the song I'm singing today.
Sometimes, Father, we do fall short. When we do, Father, we pray that you forgive us for that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. If you would at this time, go ahead and mark your song books at number 686. 686 will be our song of invitation later this evening. And once you've marked that, let's go to number 218. 218.
Free.
482?
482.
482. Number 482.
Sure.
Please turn to 424, please. 424. Good to see y'all tonight. Good to be with you to have these songs be sung in such a nice way. Our folks down in Greece will enjoy hearing that next Sunday morning on their trip to down the mountain to the Wi-Fi system. In Belize and Central America, we have a number of folks that come to the Crockett MS Church of Christ website every Sunday. And they sing along with us until they know the songs. And they write them down as they hear them. And they sing along with us till they know them, then they sing them without us. And that's a good thing, too. Good time. This is a good song, 424. As I travel through life with struggles and strife, I'm a glorious soul to his dear on the grace in my soul will be yours. And I rest on that shore where the night ends and turns into day. Up in heaven, that's heaven's heaven, by the side of the river of my life. Up in heaven, that's wonderful valley, with a great flow and an ocean of strife. There is a view in the rose-tinted garden, neath shade of the evergreen tree.
I know it was was all broken for me, that he is in me, my great sorrow must share.
When the Savior was Jesus praying, was praying in the garden of Gethsemane, he said,
as the life of a flower, as the breath for a sigh, so the years that we live as the dream hasten by. So tomorrow we are here, and tomorrow we see just the grave in the veil and the memory of me. As the
the mansion bright and blessed.
try 25.
You got to step closer.
Yeah, I know. I'm like Fred Sanford, I reached in the drawer and took the wrong glasses. All right.
Any way with Jesus I can safely go. Anywhere he leads me in this world below. Glory be shed on our way. Glory.
Scott, how long have we known one another?
50 years, maybe.
Oh, sir.
I didn't bear that, I'm that old. I empathize with the man back there, said he wasn't a good songwriter. I'm not either. But we'll try a few. Number two, somebody suggested this song tonight. I want to hear them sing out when we do this.
Oh, wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Lord. Oh, wonderful Savior is He. He hides myself in the cleft of the rock, and the treasures of pleasure I see. He hides my soul in the cleft of the rock, the shadows of dry, thirsty land. He hides my life in the depths.
good. Good stuff.
And I know y'all got some pipes in here, so let's use them.
No tears in heaven, no sorrows given, all will be glory in that land. There'll be no sadness, all will be gladness, when we shall join that happy band. No tears.
My voice is about shot. Let's do the first and the third of this.
If for the prize we have striven, after our labors are o'er, rest to our souls will be given on the eternal shore. Holy
return to 686, as the song announced, 686. The hope of the soul is set forth in the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ in the New Testament. And as you read there of the examples of conversion in the book of Acts of the Apostles, you read of 8 detailed examples of people coming to Christ in obedience to the gospel and becoming saved and enjoying people as they live in life. In the book of Acts of the Apostles, you read that. You begin in Acts chapter 2, go all the way up through Acts chapter 22, and reference is made to those particular things. Not one of them has every one of the things that is stated by the Lord to do. The Lord Jesus here on this earth talks about faith in Him and repentance, confession, baptism in Christ, and living faithfully for Him, watching and praying, being forgiving of others. Those things are taught by the Lord, and yet in the details that are given, the things that they needed to obey at that point in time was the emphasis that was given to them. It surprises a lot of people to read in regard to the conversion of Saul of Tarsus in Acts chapter 9, and the story continues in Acts chapter 22, that a reference is made to him in his way of life and his faith in the Lord, and no detail is given except the fact that he went to be immersed into Christ. He went to be baptized in Christ. That's the detail that's given about that. But we know that he believed in the Lord. We know he confessed the Lord. We know he repented of sin. But we do not have that spelled out in Scripture. It kind of matches up with what the psalmist David recorded when he said, "The sum of thy words, O Lord, is true." The sum of thy word. And so look for the psalm. As you read in the Bible, look for the psalm total of the things that are given, whether it's the plan of salvation or worship of God or whatever it is that you're reading about. You'll read the sum of the matter as you read all of the Scripture that has reference to that particular topic. We subject to Jesus' invitation tonight as we sing this song. We'll find out tonight. Remember that it's time to obey the gospel of the Lord at any time. At any time, day or night. And we're prepared here, the prophet, to help you out in regard to that matter at any time that you wish to do so. Let's stand together as we sing this song.
Oh, do let the dirty fall and close thine eyes against the light. Poor sinner, harden not thy heart. Be saved, oh, tonight. Oh, why not tonight? Oh, why not tonight?
Then where you go, precious name. gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for letting us have such a great day today. The day that we've been able to gather together to worship you, we pray, in spirit and in truth. And for this night where we've been able to gather together to sing these songs of praise.
Yeah.
Songs that talk about heaven, about how great things can be if we can only live our lives in such a way that we can enjoy them with you. Songs about how much you care for us and love for us, love us and bless us. And Father, we're grateful for those men that wrote these hymns that we can sing this day. We're grateful, Father, for the church wherever it met this day. We pray, Father, that much good has been done. We pray that your name has been glorified, Father. Father, we look forward in serving you this week. Father, we pray as for the sick that are of our number and of our friends, our loved ones, that you'll watch over them and care for them. Help them, Father, to recover through their normal walks in life. And Father, we're mindful of those that have lost loved ones, and we pray that you'll comfort them. Father, we're indeed grateful for us having a fellowship this night that we can gather together to have a meal and, Father, to visit with each other and to enjoy each other's company. We're thankful for the food that you give us every day and even this night, Father, for we realize that you are our sustainer in this life. Bless those that are traveling tonight, Father, we ask for them to have safe journeys. And Father, we ask you to forgive us of our sins. These things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.